The king began to reign. I quarreled with a wife, but knew we've made it up again. We found it very simple, as we've often done before, because she saw me speaking to the neighbor's wife next door. But we're all right anew, we cancel and we coo, but every time we row, I have a pain. Every man and wife have a quarrel in their life, but it's nicer when we make it up again. Every time we have a row, she calls me many a name. She goes about and never speaks, and I just do the same. Of course, there's one of us got to speak, the bubble's sure to burst. So we wait on one another just to see who'll speak the first. But we're all right anew, we cuddle and we coo, but every time we row, I have a pain. Every man and wife have a quarrel in their life, but it's nicer when we make it up again. When I get very mad, like what I was the other day, I often say just what I think, but don't think what to say. I send away and hang yourself, I'm sorry I took you. Said she to me, just pack your bag, for I am sorry too. La 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 la. Pack your bag. Well, that's a nice thing for a man to be told by his wife. Oh, well, if every man in America whose wife told him to pack his bag was to do so and join the army, you would never hear another word about America being unprepared. Why, even the Russian army would look the size of a peanut drum compared to that noble army of martyrs. You see, I was just quoting what Lincoln said, that you could fool some of the people all the time and all of the people some of the time. And then she snapped at me and said, well, you can't fool me any of the time. Then, for peace sake, you know, I threw a kiss at her. And then she threw a flower pot at me, and then the fun began. But why say more? Isn't it enough now just for me to tell you that we're all right anew, we cuddle and we coo, but every time we row, I have a pain. Every man and wife have a quarrel in their life, but it's nicer when we make it up again.